Shmaitza, Wednesday night, Yutes Adar Aleph. Shmaitza Aleph, Paragimel. We'll go on now to the next Raya. Will be Yavamas. Paragraph starts with will be Yavamas. He finished what he had to say about the Sugi of Tuck for Cohen. Now he's Yavamas. Okay. And we have a new Sugi now. And the Agdom is as follows. We know that the thing called a Katon and a Gadol. So that we know. And to be a Gadol, you need two elements. Maybe people are not so familiar with that. That you need age and also two Sirus. Two hairs. Without the Sirus, you're still a Katon. We rely on the fact that there's probably Sirus for the Rabbonans, not for the Araisas, but certainly to be a Gadol with the Araisas, to be a Gadol you need both elements. There's a concept, and now sometimes a person can become a Gadol later in life, after, say, a boy. He'll become a Gadol when he's 15 years old, when he grows the Sirus, he becomes a Gadol at 15. 16, 17. Now, it's not exactly, it's a Shuma. It's called a Shuma, it doesn't count. Now, if he doesn't have Cyrus up till the age of 36, 35, we'll call it, then he's a Katan. At the age of 35, 36, he becomes, you say, he's a Gadol. Say he's not going to physically mature, and when he's more than half of a lifespan of 70, so he would say he's a Gadol. Okay. That's all without Simone Soros, it's called. Soros and Islanders are people who are physically, sexually deformed, I don't know what word to use, Lokui. Sexually lokui, and that being the case, they are gedolim right away. So now, the elements of being by a man, it's called the Soros, by a woman it's called an Islanders. So, and there are Simone Soros and Simone Islanders. The Gemara in Yavamas has different physical simonim of a Soros and of an Islanders. And then you're a Gadol right away, even without Cyrus. If you have Simone Soros and Simone Islanders. What? Oh, no. That you have to be the age of 20 or 18. Some say a boy is different than a girl. So, let's say, so picture someone's 13, no Cyrus. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. He brings Cyrus at 19, he's a Gadol when he brings Cyrus. When he hits 20, let's assume 20, which is a boy according to most opinions. So if he didn't have Simone Cyrus, so he's still a cotton up till 36. If he had Simone Cyrus, he's a Gadol at 20. And 20 is a Gadol. Now, if he's a Soros, for now, okay. Like this Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara, when someone turns out to be a Soros, let's say at age 18, if it's a girl, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's either 18 or 20, lo mashaneh, boy, girl, b'shamay, b'sil, Rabbi Lezer, that doesn't matter. You find out he's a Soros. He has Simone Soros and he hits the age of, we say he's a Soros. So from when is he a Gadol? That's the Shailon de Gemara. If you become a Gadol through the process of Cyrus or through hitting 36 without Cyrus, no Simone Soros or Islanders, so you become a Gadol when you become a Gadol. That's it. Soros means, oh, he's a Soros. That's why he didn't have Cyrus. So now there's a Please forgive me. That is machlokes when he's a gadol. Rav holds he's a lamafreya. You go lamafreya, and you say he's a gadol from the age of 13 or a girl 12, islandess. And if he ate chalev, this is what Rashi says. If he ate chalev in all these years, so he's chayev, he's a gadol. Shmuel says he's only a soros mikana lahaba. Okay? What? He's only a gadol mikana lahaba.
Why
does
he start off
here? If he ate chalev from 12, because he's talking about a girl. From 12 to 18. He's talking about a girl according to Belazer. That's what the Gemara chaps on. A girl according to Belazer. She had some money islandess and she ate chalev from 12 to 18. The Noldu books the money Cyrus. This is it's islandess. Ulachim ikanevish day Cyrus. Rav Omen has a Cyrus from Afreya. Shmulomar Kotnoya by Sasha. This is what interests us. What interests us is that there's a Gemara that there was a period in a person's life when he didn't know if he was a kotan or a gadol. We find out later, according to Rav, that he was a gadol l'mafreya. Diksha b'toisus. Yeah. Rav seems to be saying that he gets malchus. He ate chalev and he's a gadol l'mafreya and he gets malchus. That's what it seems. What's the machlokes about? He ate it like it's too late. So according to Rav, says he's a gadol l'mafreya. Apparently he's saying he gets malchus. So Hikshu b'Taisus, Taisus asks, Adelai Asra Sofik. He didn't have Asra. Anybody that gave him Asra then, he shouldn't be chelev, you can get malchus. Asra Sofik, because he's not a gadol, he's not a b'chuyev. Because so Taisus answers,
Find out later
that's Taisus Kasha, that's Asra Sofik, yeah. Maybe it was the only Tchelev, but it's only a Sofik if it's a valid Asra. So Taisus answers, the law of the Asra Sofik, that that's not called Asra Sofik. Because it's a Gloy Milsal Mafreya that he was a Gadol. Even if he didn't know at the time, But Asra Sofik is when at the time you don't know and it's it becomes clarified later. But when it's Lamafreya, when it's a Gloy Milsa Lamafreya, that's Taisus answer. We really don't have to go into Taisus. It's not Negev of the Shmaitse. That's Taisus Terence. He makes a chilik in Asra Sofik. Asra Sofik means, Lamoshal, if I say this should be Usr on me. If I go to the park tomorrow, so it's going to be tomorrow. We're going to find it's going to be chal if this was also or not. Here, that is Asra Sofik. That's your classic Asra Sofik. I have chosen not to go into it because it's not really the point. It's not the point. Shmaitz is bringing down this whole thing. Akaponim, there's a shita that Lamafreya you'll get malchus. Right? And it's not even Asra Sofik, you get malchus. That's how Toysus learns. Shmaitz wants. The Gemara says, Ochal Chelev, according to Rav, he's a Godol Lamafreya. This is what we have to know. A person eats Chelev, and according to Rav, 10 years later, he's a gadol l'mafreya, and he gets malchus. Shmaitz's point is, but according to the Rambam, if he would have asked the shayla, am I allowed to eat chalev? He would have told him, yeah, you're allowed to eat chalev. You're allowed. Sofik deraisas l'kula. He would have told him, you're allowed. How can you give malchus to someone for doing something that Besdin would have said he's allowed to do it? Well, the sheet is a Rambam. The Sofik Mutum in HaTorah im kein heche maschkachas von malkus given the arch of sofek who mutter lech ol chelev min atoro v'zakoi. This is again the shmeitz is very firm v'zakoi v'rashoi b'achiloso, he's allowed to eat it, he doesn't go in for this taking chances, we're allowed to eat it im kein nehi tachakach igloi milso shoyagogol amafreya even the bedin ochol chelev lomo yilke. That's his kasha. Umiyu, but I'll tell you the truth as this white son. Gamlushitus aranba rajba. Svirlu shall surin kolas vegas minatoira. Nami kasha. The basaruba vadayas linon. Certainly we have a concept of going basarov. Verov ktanim lav sarisane. Even as they get older, they're going to bring Cyrus later. They'll develop physically later. But it's a meal to say he's a Saurus or an Islandus. So you can go bust a rope. And the Shmaitzer throws in something, it's very schwer. But again, we're going to ignore it. It's a Philip Aslamid of Shana. Even once you hit 36, called Man Shlevi Osiris, Einem Bas Kiddushim in HaTorah. Shmaita says that's only with the Rabbonon, very schwer. From all Mashmalsim and all Gemaras, when you hit 36 without Cyrus, you become a Gadol Mizioraisa. Shmaita says, but he wants to make strong his kasha. He brings the Tosfos to show that the Rishonim are learning that you get Malkus. Because the Gemara doesn't say you get Malkus. The Gemara says, Ochal Chelev, Rav Omar Godol Mafreya, and Shmuel says not. Doesn't say the ramification. He brings down Tosfos says, how can you get Malkus? It's Asra Sofik. Okay, that's why Rabbi Milanowitz is here. He brings down Tosfos, so you know that, because according to Tosfos, Shat Migmor is that you get Malkus. So he's saying, how can you get Malkus? If according to the Rambam, how can you get Malkus? If you're going to the Rajba, you go Basaro, you're allowed to do it. Im Kain calls Manch Levish Te Cyrus, Mutter Hoya Machilas Chelet. Im Kain Loma Yishai of Malkus. Even the Medin Kochel Onosu. And now he's going to bring a Raya. Now we're in a conceptual Shaila. A Lomdish, a conceptual Shaila. If I'm allowed to do something because of Rov, and then it turns out it was the Miut, so what am I? So he's going to prove from Tosfos and Yevamos that I'm an Onos. How in the world can you give me Malkus? I'm an Onos. I'm an Onos. Well, we found out later the Rove was wrong, we're talking about. But at the time I followed Rove, when I did something legitimate, someone honest. How can you give me Malkus? If you talk about Sunnah Korban Chatas, you shouldn't even have to bring if you're an honest. If you're not a shogeg, you're an honest. But right now he's worried. He has bigger fish to fry. Why should he get Malkus? Malkus you get for doing something. So he proves now, he's going to bring down a Tosfos and Yevamos to prove this point that if you do something, Bershus, because there's a rogue, so you're an honest. But the Tosfos are Sperek HaChelitz. The Bermas called the Nimsus Muberes Elishono. Talking about someone died, left a brother, no kids, but she's Muberes. And then later on, she was mapil. It turned out it was not a viable child. So Chaylitz is talking about there's different scenarios. If he didn't wait the 3 months to see if she's muberis or not. Chaylitz Tachgimel Ayri, and he didn't know she was muberis. Lumi the Sefer Nakoinus Yevinto Ayri Tachgimel. Dilach Hargimel, if the case in the Mishnah where he married his Yivama is talking about he waited 3 months and he's sure she was pregnant. And she wasn't pregnant. Amai chayiv korban. Even the rov moshim ubra nikar l'shalosh. He waited 3 months. He married her. She didn't look pregnant. Turned out later she was pregnant. So he's saying that can't be. That's the case of the Mishnah. But that's what we have to know. Because how can he be chayiv a korban? The Mishnah says he chayiv a korban because he lived with an eishes ach, and she had a kid. Kid was born. So how can you bring a carbon? You followed Rove, the Tysus asks. Rove women, you can tell after 3 months. So you followed Rove. How can you bring a carbon? The zoo hoyobeloi hooker ubra, my habalei remember. What's he supposed to do? You followed Rove. Chagavna brina mishulis, Gemara shulis. This is Tysus. Brings a raya that it's called an onus. Kabi shaloi b'shas vesta. It says if you live with the person with their wives and she sees dam, but it's shaloi b'shas vesta. So he's an onus because rove she doesn't see dam shaloi b'shas vesta. So he doesn't have to bring a korban. So Tosis proves from another Gemara that if you follow Rove and you do something legitimate, you don't have to bring a carbon. So it's not going to be you get Malkus. So even according to the Ran and Rashba, that Sofik is also in a Torah, you could have followed Rove, that you're not a Saris. Right, right. That's his kasha. So that Gemara is like weird. How can you get Malkus? You follow Rove. According to the Rambam, it's also certainly difficult. Even if it wouldn't be a Rove, you're allowed to do it. So he says, Venir Lefiza. See, he says, the east of a perigil, say dolphin. See for the Gemara Nida that once a person is 12 or 13, we have to be afraid that you assume the Cyrus. And even if you look and you don't find Cyrus, you're afraid that they fell out. Now, most people have Cyrus by 12, 13, and they become Gedolim by 12, 13. Gab Issa Dioraisa. Once you're 12 or 13 years old, a boy, a girl, a boy, Heviostyrus. We assume this Cyrus for a Dioraisa. So that means any 13 year old boy or 12 year old girl is not allowed to do this in Dioraisa, even if they don't have Cyrus. They have to be a Choshesh that it fell out. Suffolk. So that's it. So that answers the kasha according to the Rashi and the Ran. If you're over 13 or you're over 12, you have a piece of chalim in front of you, and you don't have Cyrus, you're not allowed to eat it. Suffolk. Maybe you had Cyrus and they fell out. With Choshesh, what happened to the Rove is that there's a stronger Rove that most people have Cyrus, so we're afraid they fell out. So it makes it a Suffolk Hashokel. Rove people have, that's what he brings out in this Gemara, in Nidu Dachmet Vav. that we say most people have Cyrus at age maturity, and even if we don't find Cyrus or they don't see Cyrus, we assume it fell out. So that means over 12, over 13, wants to do an Isser Safek, even if they don't have Cyrus. Maybe they had Cyrus and fell out. That's a Gemara Nida. Rove people, it was the Kasha, that Rove people are not Sarisa. And if you're not a Saris, you're a Katan. He brings down now a Gemara in Nida that Lagabi and Issa Diaraisa, we assume you do that. You had Cyrus at one point.
You're not a Cyrus because you don't have Cyrus.
If you have Cyrus, you're not
Cyrus.
Right. What happened is he found the. What happened is he found the Gemara in Yevamos that you have to be Choshesh. They have to be Choshesh that maybe he had Cyrus and they fell out. Gabi and the Orisa. That's what he found. The Shmaitzer found the Gemara in Yevamos that it's a Suffolk. Gabi and the Orisa, you have to be Choshesh. He had Cyrus and it fell out. So now he's saying, so I don't have a problem with the Rashba anymore, because maybe he wasn't allowed to eat it. He wasn't allowed to eat it. It's still not clear how he could get Malkus. That's going to be a difficult on the Shmaitzer. What's he doing getting Malkus for? It's only a Suffolk. But a Kaponim. Yeah, but you don't get Malkus. Let's back up to the beginning of Shmaitzer Aleph Perek Aleph. We know that you don't get Malkus even if you violate Suffolk Derais al Chumra. Because it doesn't become Vaday. Suffolk Derais al Chumra doesn't say you assume the Tzad and its Osir. It says you have to be afraid. You're crossing the street, you might get hit by a car. No, Adurabu, we're naming on like, I don't know what the Shmaitzer held, but we're naming on like the other Achrayim then, because the Ned is relevant. Because there's a Tzad that it's also, so because of that Tzad, you're not allowed to eat it. But to say there's a Vada Issa that you get Malkus for, that you only say by Suffolk Sota, Suffolk Vadai, and, Suffolk Kavadai, by Suffolk Sota. The only time you say Suffolk Kavadai. So he found this Gemara Nida. So he's saying, the Shmaitzer is Shver. Shmaitzer does not explain why you're getting Malkus for. He just thinks he answered the Kasha. His Kasha was that you're allowed to eat it. He's saying, no, you're not allowed to eat it. He found the Gemara in Yevamos, you're not allowed to eat it. According to the Rashba, Suffolk Derais al Chumra, you're not allowed to eat it. So that's why you get Malkus. It's Shver. Shmaitzer Shver. You don't get Malkus for a Suffolk Issa. But at least it's not Mutter. We're happy for the Shmaitzer that he found out why it's not Mutter. But he wants it according to the Rambam, still it's Shver. Avaladas HaRambam, the Suffolk Mutter Minatora, Choslo Bo HaSyrus, Enuel HaSuffolk, Shema Noshru, Vayim HaShikasati B'Shmai Tzahei Perek Gimel, V'Mekim B'Din Ka'ochel, he's allowed to eat it, HaTora Hitiro, V'Mekim Lomi Yishayim Malkus Loma Freya, Al Achiloso B'Rishus HaTora. Have to stop there, sorry.